Guys, welcome back to the Cycles Podcast with me, your girl, Adhiambo Kisumu City. You're hanging out with me, Maeve Cheryl. And this couple of weeks have had very high emotions. Now, we've come from setting our intentions for the year 2023. I hope you have done that. I hope you have your vision boards ready. And also, if you don't have them, then I nudge you panic because not everyone hits the year running, so it's fine if you make it in February or in March, at whatever time you feel like you want to do it. Also, this is the same week KCSE results came out. It's the previous week. And it just got me thinking, honestly, do grades really mean that much? Because I've seen people who feel like their worlds have ended because they maybe haven't achieved the grade their parents want them to achieve and stuff like that. I don't know. Personally, I don't feel like that Form 4 grade matters a lot, but it does matter, but it's not a life sentence. So if any of my audiences is a former KCSE candidate and has received their results, I'm sending love to you and I'm telling you that it's not the end of the road. And now to this episode where we have a very special guest. This is my favorite musician, my personal favorite musician for a while now. And it's none other than Winyo himself. Hi, Winyo.
I'm very fine, Maeve. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm very good.
Before we get to that, please tell the Cycles audience who you are, what you do.
Okay. My name is Winyo. I'm a Kenyan-born musician.
Mm-hmm.
I sing Benga music. Mm-hmm. I compose Benga music. I write Benga music and perform Benga music. Contemporary Benga, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I draw inspiration from the original Benga music, which is our Kenyan genre.
Mm-hmm.
But in there, I fuse in jazz music, traditional folk music,
mm-hmm.
R&B, and, you know, a lot of sounds in there.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I like that name, Benga. Whoever came up with that name did a great job.
For
it
sure.
It sounds so cool.
Yes.
What do you think about like people getting stressed about KCSE results? Were you stressed by yours?
No, I never passed.
You never passed?
No.
By whose standards, though, if you say you never
by
passed?
By the standards of what you call KCSE results.
Mm-hmm.
A is a pass. Is a pass.
Paka, maybe let's say C plus, where university
C+.
Entry.
In primary school, yes, I passed very well. But in high school, no. And the reason why I would tell people that it's not that you've passed or you failed. I mean, I had a C constant in KCSE.
Mm-hmm.
And I have brothers who have A material and the eldest.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, when my father retired, my career is what paid for their school fee. All of them to graduate.
Yeah.
So now you can see how it works.
Yeah.
You know, it's not failure. You know, it's what exactly you really want to do with your life, not your exams.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
With your life, follow your ambitions. My father wanted me to become a banker as him. But the music side came, he didn't believe I was a musician until he first came for my show.
Mm-hmm.
And said, "Hey, young man,
Ameinua mikono.
Go on." You see, and when he saw the results of doing a career which at my time was not supported as today, you know, to help him through that, you know, me and him as his firstborn, and me and him working together to school my siblings, he couldn't believe that this is what's coming.
That
from.
Music is actually doing that for you.
So follow your career. Don't follow your grades. Really, if you get good grades, that's fine. If you get bad grades.
Work around it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'd be such a cool parent. Are you a parent?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My daughter sings.
She sings. Yes. I feel like that's the kind of parenting we need because a lot of our parents were those ones for, you have to, it's the education route or no, it's no way.
Yeah. I come from that society. I come from that background and being a firstborn to a Luo father, you know.
That point is quite important.
You know?
Yeah.
To a Luo father who was really smart, you know, worked for the bank, you know, you have to toe the line.
I relate to that because my mom, when I when my interest for music like really peaked,
right,
and I wanted to go to the studio, mm-hmm, I told my mom about it. Mm-hmm. She took me to the studio, mm-hmm, but then the instructions coming back home was,
yeah,
and don't mention a word of this to your father.
Absolutely.
So even when I released my music and stuff like that,
yeah,
I didn't tell my dad anything. I was doing my stuff kando.
Yeah.
And that point you make is, yeah, a good one. Lure fathers, I beg.
Yeah.
Open your mind. The, yes, world is changing.
The world is changing.
The world is changing.
Absolutely.
So your name is very exquisite, if I may say so, mm-hmm, because Winyo,
yeah,
in our native language, mm-hmm, Winyo means bird.
Right.
So where did that name come from and why did you choose Winyo?
I used to sing a lot growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I used to compose a lot of music,
mm-hmm,
from my father's books, which they used to use for music, mm-hmm, lessons at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sing everything. And my mom used to tell me, oh, you sing like a bird.
Wow.
In Dholo, you say, Iwer Kawinyo, you know?
Yeah.
So and that name just got stuck.
It stuck.
When I took my music seriously,
mm-hmm,
I said I would use my name, I use the name Winyo.
As your stage name.
As my stage name.
I like it. It's, mm-hmm, actually cool. Mm-hmm. And then you merged it with your actual name.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell these guys what your actual name is?
No, I didn't.
Please tell them what your name is. Are you hiding that? are you hiding it?
My real name,
mm-hmm,
I'm Polycarp Onyango Shifton.
Mm-hmm. Shifton?
Yeah.
Where did they get that name, Shifton? Our parents also are, yes, working overtime when it
again,
comes to
names. My parents, my father.
Also, I found out, mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm, not only are you a singer,
right,
but you're a photographer,
mm-hmm,
you're an actor.
Right.
And, yeah, there's this film we used to love when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Frusala.
You're kidding.
Kenya Moja. Mabadili.
No way.
You're the brains behind that show.
Yes.
Now I think my love for you has grown like this. It's double now.
That's nice.
So,
yeah,
how has it been like juggling those, mm-hmm, works? And I ask this because I also relate to that aspect of doing more than one thing that you're passionate about. So,
right,
how has that journey been for you and up, mm-hmm, to now?
It's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still writing scripts for TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wrote the script Food Salad,
mm-hmm,
and I presented it to TV and they liked it.
The idea.
So, yeah, the idea. So I've been a scriptwriter all my life,
mm-hmm,
and an actor actually. In my high school, I've been a national best actor 4 times.
Damn.
Yes, we have the trophies at
home. You want to say it louder?
The trophies are at home with my mom seated,
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
4 times best actor nationwide. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from there, it's my script writing and singing combined together. I can create stories,
mm-hmm,
to fit TV scripts, stage.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. A lot of that has been my life.
Okay.
So, until now, we are still. I'm still writing scripts for, mm-hmm, TV programs that are yet to come on Showmax. The platform is bigger now.
Okay.
And the people are there, so
yeah. Well, the market has changed.
The market
Everything
has changed.
Is working in your favor.
Yes. So
you're a photographer.
Yeah, I'm a photographer.
I'm a model.
Yeah, you're a model.
Do you think we can do something?
Of course, we will. That would be nice.
You've umejifunga. Unajua mimi hapa.
Okay.
So there's something I also saw that you Radio France International Discoveries in 2010. Do you,
right,
remember that?
Yes.
How does it feel,
mm-hmm,
to know that your talent is recognized outside the confines of Kenya? Because I don't know if as a young boy you envisioned that,
mm-hmm,
and then now to actually live it.
Yeah.
How does it feel? And then also, how do you score such opportunities for anyone that's listening here?
I mean, from long time, mm-hmm, after knowing, I first of all wanted to become a pilot.
Pilot?
Yeah.
Like, I think every one of us as a child wanted to become a pilot.
Yes.
Let me hear where the dream changed.
The dream changed when my teachers told me, oh, you are talented. Oh, you can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can do this. And I never wanted to become a musician.
Mm-hmm.
But when I focused on being a musician,
mm-hmm,
I wanted my music to travel outside the country.
For sure.
And also to be known mostly, first priority was my country,
mm-hmm,
and then to export that music. So by the time I was recording my first album, Benga Blues,
mm-hmm,
and and the competition for Radio France,
mm-hmm,
was entered for the first time in Kenya,
mm-hmm,
because it's done all over Africa.
Yeah.
around maybe, I mean, I don't know, 50 countries.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all these countries and with all their applications, they chose my album.
Mm-hmm.
And
they chose Benga Blues now.
Yes, they chose Benga Blues. The entry was of like almost 600 musicians,
mm-hmm.
if you count the continent, and it's a competition. And out of that, they chose Benga Blues. And out of the 10 finalists, I was number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number one was Uganda, and I was number two.
Yeah.
And for me, that's a win for Kenya.
For sure.
You know, because my music reflects mm-hmm. Kenyan music, you know. And if you look at the rest of the Africa, they really have sort of, you can identify their sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we were entering my album, the sound was different. You know, and the album, it's a good album also.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic. I listen to that to like decompress.
Yeah, for us to be on top of mm-hmm. number 10 and to be number two and to be awarded a European tour, I think that was an achievement. I'm happy about that.
Okay.
For Kenya to be recognized mm-hmm. for that matter.
So there's a point you've made. Mm-hmm. It skipped my mind, but when it comes back,
right,
I'll be sure to ask you about it.
Okay.
So now that you brought up Benga Blues,
right,
let's talk about that album.
Okay.
But most of your music that mm-hmm. I've listened to
mm-hmm.
is you write about social issues,
yeah,
and then you make social issues sound very melodious and all that.
Yes.
But there's one beef I have with you,
okay,
and it's with Nyachula.
Okay.
That specific song.
Uh-huh.
So in this song, mm-hmm. I think it's about a lady
yes.
who wants soft life. You see this soft life in Meshika Sahi. Yeah, every lady wants a soft life. I think right. Nyachula was the same.
Yeah,
she wanted a soft life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you're singing from a perspective of her boyfriend, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So it's like your girlfriend is mm-hmm. sourcing for soft life outside.
Right.
And then when she gets it, she's bringing it back at home. And you're just like, bro, what yeah. is this you're bringing?
Yeah.
This life you want?
Yeah.
I can't,
yeah.
why do you feel a certain type of way? Because now mm-hmm. this brings us to this sponsor,
mm-hmm.
sugar baby, sugar daddy lifestyle that is very prominent now.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me your stance on that? Ama, you want us to skip?
not quite. You know,
mm-hmm.
by the time I was writing Nyachula,
mm-hmm.
the lifestyle then and mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. was not of sponsor. And mm-hmm.
really?
No,
there was
no
sponsorship that time?
No, there wasn't. I wrote a lot of this music mm-hmm. living with my grandmother. Me and my grandmother alone.
Mm-hmm.
We used to live in that compound,
mm-hmm.
you know, while in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was writing these stories, is the things I used to see around the village,
mm-hmm.
Around my village, when a woman really wants to empower her home,
mm-hmm.
she goes to look for work, you know, in town, and you know, the husband back home would think she's going to, at that time, the word was she's going to prostitute herself.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm using the word correctly.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. And that they couldn't see the sense that this woman is just empowered
mm-hmm.
to go and work and to come back and lift her home.
Mm-hmm.
That was the conflict then. And like now, when you have sponsors, you have a sponsor who wants to be with a lady.
Who wants to take you from your boyfriend
yeah,
who is
yeah,
humble yeah, and yeah. he's building from scratch.
He was building from scratch and things like uh-huh. that. So the story is different.
But it's so funny how... yeah. Did I twist the meaning then?
No, you didn't twist the meaning, but that's the meaning.
It is, actually.
Yeah, 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 it is.
So it's just funny how the more things change, the more things stay the same.
That yeah.
You might think our parents didn't have this issue of sponsors and yeah. like older men stealing
true.
Our moms from them.
True,
but
true, true.
That's where it started.
It is. It was there before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and men were men who wanted to be in control,
mm-hmm.
men who wanted to take care of the family. And there was a sort of fear of, okay, the woman is working.
Yeah.
What's going to
happen? They've never seen something like that.
Yeah.
That, so.
At that time, it wasn't there.
Mm.
So the story in Nyachula comes from that kind of concept
mm-hmm.
and that kind of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The sponsor and the Kaledi today, it can relate, but mm-hmm. yeah.
But it's a bit okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that listening to a lot of your music,
mm-hmm.
you said that you wanted to first be recognized here in your country.
True.
But now most of your music mm-hmm. is in Luo,
true.
Which is where you hail from.
Yeah.
And then is there a reason why you really chose to narrow down to singing in your vernacular language as opposed to singing in English? But you do sing in English and Swahili.
Yes.
But majorly Luo.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you decided that would be your distinct identity?
I would say, looking at my environment, the way I'm telling you, living with my grandmother, inspired me to write these stories in my natural language. And the tunes that I was playing by then, the Benga tunes that I was playing by then, and the stories that I was telling, I wanted to tell them in a Benga rhythm. I mean, that said, it's just language, and like you can hear, I find people still explaining the meaning of some of the songs on Benga blues, but they don't know the meaning.
Yeah,
but they are very close, and they get it with the way they translate the music. Just the way they feel it, you see. So, Luo is just one language that I grew up with. I also know Kikuyu. My album has a Kikuyu
Kimani,
song.
Kimani, and yes. I wanted to ask you about that. How? Yeah. Why?
I grew up in Kikuyu. And,
so you speak Kikuyu?
Yeah, I speak Kikuyu.
Awezi kukusengenya na?
I was in Sengenya.
Damn.
Hata wakijaribu.
That's, and then you also speak what? On top of Luo, Kikuyu, English, Swahili?
English, Swahili. I have a Swahili song. And on my new album, I have, I think, 4 English songs.
There's a new album coming?
Of course.
You mean Ujamaliza kututesa kutumaliza?
Yeah, so the language was easy for me in that environment. Yeah.
So now I want you to tell us what a typical Winyo songwriting process is. So by the time you sit down, you decide you've narrowed down a topic.
Yeah.
So what follows next?
To go and sometimes work and to come back and lift her home. That was the conflict then. And like now, when you have sponsors, you have a sponsor who wants to be with a lady
who wants to take you from your boyfriend. It's humble.
He was building those hours. And some of the things from scratch and things like that. So the story is different.
But it's so funny how. Did I twist the meaning then?
No, it didn't single. Twist the meaning, but that's the meaning.
Song. It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. And such inspiration.
Actually.
It is.
So it's just funny how the more things change, the more things stay the same.
That
you might think our parents didn't have this issue of sponsors and like older men stealing our moms from them.
True,
but that's where it started.
It is. It was there before. And men were men who wanted to be in control. Men who wanted to take care of the family. And there was
a beautiful tune as well.
Okay.
You know, but most of the time I write out of. It's all fulfilling to try and say something.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I hold the guitar, the inspiration comes.
It comes. I also wanted to play guitar because I felt as a songwriter, as long as you feel or you hear the chords being played, something clicks in your head and the tune just comes automatically.
Yeah.
So now I want us to talk about my personal favorite song that I've overplayed and probably people around me are exhausted about listening to it.
Yeah.
And that's Nyoro.
Okay.
So I want people to hear from you what that song means.
Right.
What frame of mind were you in when you were writing Nyoro? Okay, you tell us.
Yeah.
I don't want to get it wrong now.
No, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nyoro is like the name says, Nyoro in my mother tongue, Luo, means yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the story, it's a story about a young man who is just telling her mother what has happened with their better half. Sort of, you know, fear of life has been tough.
The woman is working. Well.
Yeah. What's going to happen? They've never seen something like that.
Yeah, at that time, it's just a man trying to tell her mother what's going on.
It wasn't there.
The song, trying to the story Nyachula comes from that kind of beautiful concept.
To
and that kind of lifestyle.
Not going.
The sponsor.
The love. Love
and
is yet
and to come. The Khaledi today, it can relate, but
but it's a bit fine. Yeah. So now that listening to a lot of your music,
you said that you wanted to first be recognized here in your country.
True.
But now most of your music mm-hmm. is in Luo, which is where you hail from.
Yeah.
And then, is there a reason why you really chose? To narrow down to singing in your vernacular language as opposed, but you do sing in English and Swahili,
yes,
but majorly Luo.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you decided that would be your distinct identity?
I would say, looking at my environment, the mm-hmm. way I'm telling you, living with my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
inspired me to write these stories in my natural language.
Mm-hmm.
And the tunes that I was playing by then, the mm-hmm. Benga tunes that I was playing by then, and the stories that I was telling, I wanted to tell them in a Benga rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that said, it's just language, and like you can hear, I find people still explaining the meaning of some of the songs on Benga blues, mm-hmm. but they don't know the meaning.
Yeah.
But they're very close, and they get it with the way they translate the music, just the way they feel it.
Yeah.
You see, so Luo is just one language that mm-hmm. I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
I also know Kikuyu. My album has a Kikuyu
song. Kimani, and yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. How? Yeah. Why?
I grew up in Kikuyu, and
so you speak Kikuyu.
Yeah, I speak Kikuyu. I was in Sengenya.
Damn.
And
then you also speak what? On top of Luo, yeah. Kikuyu, English, Swahili?
English, Swahili. Mm-hmm. I have a Swahili song.
Mm-hmm.
And on my new album, I have, I think, 4 English songs.
There's a new album coming?
Of course.
You mean Ujamaliza Kututesa Kutumaliza?
yeah, so the language was easy for me in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want you to tell us
what a typical Winyo songwriting process is.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you sit down, you decide you've narrowed down a topic.
Yeah.
So what follows next?
To go and work and to come back and leave her home.
Mm-hmm.
That was the conflict then. And like now, when you have sponsors, you have a sponsor who wants to be with the lady
who wants to take you from your boyfriend, who's humble, building from scratch.
It was those hours.
And some of the from scratch and things like that. So the story is different.
But it's so funny how did I twist the meaning then?
No, you didn't twist the meaning, but that's the meaning.
It is. It is.
Yeah. And such inspiration
mm-hmm.
They come
actually. So it's just funny how the more things change, the more things stay the same.
That
you might think our parents didn't have this issue of sponsors and like older men stealing our moms from them.
True,
but that's why it started.
It was there before. And men were men who wanted to be in control, men who wanted to take care of the family. And there was a
tune as well.
Okay.
You know, but most of the time I write out of it's so fulfilling to try and say something.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I hold the guitar, the inspiration comes.
It comes. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to play guitar because I felt as a songwriter, mm-hmm. as long as you feel or you hear the chords being played, something clicks in your head and the tune just comes automatically.
Yeah.
So now I want us to talk about my personal favorite song that I've overplayed and probably people around me are exhausted about listening to it.
Yeah.
And that's Nyoro.
Okay.
So I want people to hear from you what that song means.
Right.
What frame of mind were you in when you were writing Nyoro? Okay, you tell us.
Yeah.
I don't want to get it wrong now.
No, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nyoro is, like the name says, Nyoro in mm-hmm. my mother tongue, mm-hmm. Luo, means yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the story, it's a story about a young man
mm-hmm.
who is just telling her mother what has happened with their better half, sort of, mm-hmm. sort of, that fear of life has been tough, the woman well, working,
yeah, what yeah.
Have,
they've seen something sometimes.
Yeah, so, that is right. At that time, mm-hmm. it's just a man trying to tell her mother what's going on.
It mm-hmm. wasn't there. Wasn't mm-hmm.
trying to
mm-hmm.
tell the story that comes from that kind of beautiful lady concept, mm-hmm. way that kind of life should not go.
Sponsored love. Love is yet to
and
come.
The Khaledi today,
So now that listening to a lot of your music, you said that you wanted to first hear your country, but now most of you.
I would say,
yeah, so the language is easy in that environment.
Yeah, yeah.
So what follows next?
Sometimes the inspiration will come back.
I find most of her home.
That was conflict. Conflict.
And like now, when you have responses,
you have a sponsor in the morning to be with the lady.
And some of the things from scribe, but it's so funny how did I twist the meaning, but the meaning is it.
Yeah,
and such inspiration, they come